1 o'clock hour of the DDC, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McCabe, Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Max Herz here with you on a free agent frenzy Wednesday. Hope to have Kevin Allen in just a few minutes. He's covered the NHL for a long time. We'll get his thoughts on everything going with free agency. My guy David Perron still out there. So there's hope. There's hope that David Poile and the Predators could get something done. But I like what I kind of like what Willie has thrown out there with Max Pacioretty being a possibility if Vegas does have to move on from him. So, Willie, you have a good proposal there. So these guys,
I got another one too.
Okay.
And I'm just thinking, if you could make it work for 2 years, would you also make a proposal for Jonathan Marchessault, who's a little bit younger? 2 years, $5 million per year is what's left on his deal.
I mean, yeah, you're talking about either one of them or both of them.
Either one or the other.
One or the other.
If you can't get one, you go for the other. I don't know how interested Vegas is in dealing both of them. I don't know if they could make it work by losing one and not the other.
I would do that. Look, you guys have heard me say this. If I am David Poile and have done what I've done with the franchise and I'm looking at big picture. You got a lot of good pieces on your team that you just need to add to and then see what happens. Because, I mean, I think right now, today, they're still a playoff team. Now, are they bounced in the first round again, playoff team? Probably right now.
Well, you're hoping that you can make your team because, as we've been saying, 8 teams get bounced in the first round every year. There's some really, really stacked elite teams that lose in the first round. Toronto, et cetera. Minnesota lost in the first round last year. So just saying you lose in the first round isn't something. The key is, though, to be feeling like you have a team that has a chance to win in some rounds of playoffs.
Right.
And if everything falls right, you go deep into the playoffs. I didn't think Edmonton was a great team last year.
No.
It went right for them at the right time. They got a good draw. Let's be totally honest. They got to play a very young, inexperienced Kings team. They barely got by. They were down 3 games to do in that series, figured out a way to win, and then played an epic series against Calgary.
All right. Let's, by the way, on our text line, Steven down in Murfreesboro said, I have never seen Willie and D-Mac move that quickly as when the suit said there's chicken across the hall.
The quickness
that's
factor.
That's very true.
We Steven, dug deep.
That's true.
The quick twitch muscles were firing.
It was good.
It's been a while since they fired that quick.
Hattie B's chicken's in the house. We go! Let's bring in Kevin Allen. Let's talk a little hockey with him, national columnist for Hockey Buzz. Kevin, how we doing?
Doing great. I thought we were going to have a little chicken talk there.
Oh, man.
I'm ready for hockey, too.
Yeah, and apparently a lot of teams are ready to bring in some new faces. So there's been a lot going on in the last 2 hours of the free agency frenzy. Maybe a couple deals so far that have really struck you in any way, whether it was a positive way or going, yikes, not sure about that one.
Well, there's quite a few, actually. starting with what the Toronto Maple Leafs did a couple days ago when they brought in, Matt Murray. You have a talented team like Toronto and entrusted to a goalie who does have a championship pedigree earned with Pittsburgh, but that was a long time ago in sports years. And he really has not been very good in Ottawa. And now they've signed another younger goalie in Samsonov, who was cast off by his team as well. So it's shocking to me that Toronto is entrusting this really quality hockey team to a goaltenders that, we all have questions about. And another thing that's really actually maybe even kind of exciting when you think about it, but the fact that the Ottawa Senators were able to get Claude Giroux to come there and play, I think that gives that team instant credibility. I've been bullish on their young talent level, but it hasn't been ready. But I think this is a sign, especially when they went out and got the Cam Talbot from Minnesota as well, that they're ready to compete in that Atlantic division. And then the Rangers going out and getting Trocheck, giving him a 7-year deal, which will take him into his late third. I think the length of the deal is questionable, but Trocheck is a really good acquisition, and it really fills a need for a very good Rangers team, and that is a number two center. He's got a little bit of grit to his game. He's got some bark, and he's skilled enough that he can contribute offensively as well. He's a good face-off guy. So I think that was a real targeted acquisition. And then the other thing that I think is a bit surprising, because over the last 48 hours, we've heard a lot of negativity about looks like Malkin is gone. But the Penguins pulled a rabbit out of their hat and got him re-signed, giving him the fourth year that he wanted. Now if you look back, Ron Hextall has to be considered salesman of the year, because he had Letang, he had Russ, he had Raquel, and, of course, Malkin. And I think a lot of people thought he might lose three of those four. Instead, he got all four signed for $22 million, or just over that. I mean, that's remarkable. If you would have guessed what he was going to have to come up with to pay those guys, you would have guessed somewhere in the $25 to $27 million. And to get them all back for $22 million, that's really, really amazing. And I think Hextall probably earned a lot of points in Pittsburgh for getting that all done.
Kevin, Ryan McDonough is going to speak in person tomorrow during our show. He's going to have a press conference. We knew Tampa had to shed. But today, they're handing out 8-year max deals like we're handing out chicken at the radio station. Yeah. What's going on? We thought the Lightning had to shed, and now everybody, you get eight. You get eight. You get eight.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm raising my hand. I want eight, too.
Yeah, me, too.
Yeah, especially at the tickets they're handing out.
So I got eight tenders instead.
Yeah, I'm really surprised at that explanation. I thought that was a tremendous move, by the way, for the Predators. Ryan McDonough is a really classy man and a shutdown defenseman. He's the definition of a shutdown guy. He knows how to play one-on-one defense. He knows what his strengths are. And, of course, he's a two-way guy. He can contribute offensively as well. But his real strength is, giving you that 20-plus minutes when, your defense is going to be completely covered. He does a tremendous job of that. And, he's strong enough defensively that I'm sure the coaching staff is thinking, well, maybe we need to alter our philosophy a little bit, because Josi can play any way you need him to play. And, goals are a little bit harder to come by for Nashville than some teams. So, why not just put a little more emphasis on defense? Because with McDonough and the goaltending that's there, you can certainly do that. So I think that was a great acquisition, and I think they'll be happy they have him next season.
The great Kevin Allen is with us, and Kevin, as we speak here, an interesting thing has happened. It looked like Mason Marchment was headed to Carolina. Now, all of a sudden, it's being reported that it's Dallas, 4x4.5 for him. I'm really curious about that middle-class guy, because we all know the Predators are looking for a second-line center if they can find one. So what do you think the market is looking like so far based on what some of these guys thought they were going to get?
Yeah, I mean, I think teams have been reluctant to give, some have given up term, but I think teams have been reluctant to do that. I mean, you look at, the Detroit Red Wings. I mean, Steve Yzerman just guards term, like it's his children. He just does not like to give it out. He did give Andrew Kopp five years at $5.65 million, but he's loath to give out 7-year deals. And so I think some teams are trying to hold the line in that regard. There was a lot. This was a strange year because there was a lot of centers available, but they were elite centers. Giroux, Trocheck, Kadre. We don't normally see players of that ilk available, but there's not much out there in the way of centers in the Predators, price range. I thought maybe they might just you know, try to get you know, another scoring winger and try to make do. There are some players out there I think that you know Nashville could afford and could help them, but there's not many centers that I can see. The only guy that you know they might consider that will be in that price range would be a guy like Dylan Strome, who not everybody is sold on, but he's young. He scored 22 goals last year. He's in that price range. I don't see him drawn more than you know 3.5 to 4 point something million. You know, he's a guy that's certainly out there. And he's got some size. He's 6'3", and, you know, he has some upside, too. He's still relatively young.
How you've seen Steve Yzerman be fairly busy today. You mentioned they have Andrew Kopp. The teams that seem to have some money to spend are like Detroit and Ottawa and New Jersey, who've been building for a few years here. How close are the Red Wings, specifically, Kevin, up your way to kind of getting back to where they feel like they have a chance?
Well, I don't think they're close enough yet. And, you know, Yzerman has really been pretty candid about that. You know, they weren't very competitive in the second half of last season. Jeff Blashill lost his job over it. They've got some really interesting parts. I mean, Moritz Seider is really one of the most exciting young defensemen I've seen in a long time. Because usually we get one or the other. Either they're a great shutdown guy and they have a little offense, but he's both. In fact, he's multifaceted. He's intimidating. He can really lug the puck. He can shoot it a ton. And he can defend. In fact, he got a lot of his points last year by just playing solid defense. Like, he didn't take any chances and he was still piling up assists. So I think they're really excited about that, but they're still lacking. You know, they didn't really don't have enough offense. You know, the role players are you know not up to the caliber that Steve had in you know Tampa Bay when he was there too, and they need better goaltending as well. So you know, he brought in Husso from St. Louis with the hope that you know he could improve the goaltending a little bit, but we're going to see. But I think Ottawa's a little farther ahead. You know, I look at their top six now, especially with the addition of Giroux and DeBrincat, who I didn't even mention before. But, like, what a deal that is. Imagine this happening in any other sport. So DeBrincat, in his first 5 years, averages 32.2 goals per year. It has two 40-plus goal seasons in a league where it's really hard even to get 25 goals. And then they trade him. Like, and he's still young. He's still 24 years old. So I, you know, I get that Chicago is in demolition mode, but I don't see why you trade away a player that young who's that productive. I don't get that. But anyway, Ottawa's got him now. So I think that puts them farther ahead than Detroit among the rebuilding teams. And I think Anaheim, you know, and they have an ex-Red Wing as their new general manager, Pat Verbeek, who is Yzerman's right-hand man. He's now running the Ducks. And I think they're maybe just slightly ahead of the Red Wings, or at least even with them. You know, they've got Zegras, and they got Drysdale on defense, and they still have a prominent goaltender in Gibson. So, of the teams that have cap space and are rebuilding, I would see Detroit still just maybe a little behind, or even with Anaheim and then Ottawa a little above them.
Kevin Allen is with us from Hockey Buzz. Kevin, I got about a minute left, but I just want to get your thoughts on Vegas and how much trouble they're in with the cap space that they don't currently have and what that means moving forward.
Yeah, no, they're going to have to trade past Reddy. There's no doubt about that. And they're just seemingly that's the way they like to live. You know, they just there's always a guy they got to move because they got to create space for the next hot guy. And they did that with Eichel, and they finally dug themselves out with that, and now they're ready to do it again. They're going to move out past Reddy. They kept Riley Smith, a player that everybody likes. But so now it's goodbye, Max Pacioretty, and they should be able to move him. He would be an interesting player for the Predators. You know,
we think so too, Kevin.
Yeah.
We think so too.
Yeah.
We're trying to play GM down here.
Can you make that happen?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Paul David.
I think that would be a real interesting fit. I really liked Vetrana for the Predators, but he was gone. He's a real interesting scorer. And he's dynamic, and I think the Predators fans would have loved him, but he was gone pretty quickly.
Well, Kevin, appreciate the time. The frenzy will continue, but we'll do it again soon.
Sounds good. See you later.
Kevin Allen, HockeyBuzz.com, been one of our favorites for a long time. We'll keep you posted as the signings around the NHL continue as you listen to the DDC, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.